The following three Flash dramas, audio plays clocking in at under 2 minutes apiece, were adapted from submissions to the Tofurky Essay Contest, peacemaking Tofurky stories in 300 words or less. These essays didn't win. Perhaps they didn't quite fit what the Tofurky people had in mind by making peace.
It doesn't get easier to sleep through the screams and stench of human flesh. At this rate, I'll die of sleep deprivation before I find out if their revenge can ever be sated. I'll admit I was jubilant over the bloodbath of the Ramachandran GHF-1 escape. I took a pilgrimage to the smoldering remains of the Department of Poultry Science. Weaving my way through American flag jean jackets and 11-25-11 never-forget hats, I silently chuckled as I eavesdropped.
President Janet Bush kills every last brown heathen to make us safe from terrorism. And now we gotta worry about steroid-addicted transgenic turkeys.
I shiver in the corner of my hideout in the Frank Church wilderness of no return. Maybe my choice of construction materials will buy me mercy. When they eliminated the neuroendocrinologists, I called it justice. When they killed the meat-eaters, I considered it karma. I shrugged when they came for the ovo-lacto vegetarians. Now my only hope is that they understand human language.
Look!
I pant from the entrance to my shelter.
Constructed of Tofurky boxes! I subsisted on this since childhood. Peace!
Vegans are a docile human breed. Social, they like living in a barn with hundreds of their kinds. Stupid, they drown if left out in the rain. We are a peaceful society, and we treat our people humanely from breeding to slaughter.
Dude, I totally forgot to thaw your tofurky. You're out of luck.
My cousin mocked as he handed me the frozen box.
Yeah, we know you're dying to join us for some scrumptious roasted flesh.
Happy Turkey Day.
My whole family chanted,
One of us.
Knock it off, I said. I don't lecture you guys about the overcrowded turkeys, mutilated for factory farming convenience, fed feces and rotting animals. I don't warn you about the hormones and pesticides you're ingesting, or the injustice of the corporate economics of agribusiness.
Sounds like a lecture to me.
Why do you have to be so sanctimonious and militant? The founding fathers weren't vegan, and neither were the cavemen. Carnivorous diets are a human tradition. Are you better than human?
You're only a vegan so you can be a pain in everyone's ass.
I considered the heft and solidity of the frozen box containing the frozen turkey. This will only work if I get my whole body behind it, I thought as I reeled back and snapped forward. Perfect shot, right on the forehead, and Cousin Dude went down with a thud. That was a good warm-up, but the tough part was getting six other panicky family members in rapid-fire succession.
Ow.
I was getting weak. The box corners dull, and I had to hit Grandma four times before she went down. But in the end, it was the most peaceful Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Nicole Renner reporting live for Boise Community Radio from Main Street, where Mark Dreyer Grocery is holding a special promotion. Spokesperson Blair tells us more.
We're always trying to broaden our customer base. This promotion is to demonstrate to the health-conscious and ethically-minded shopper that a corporate chain can accommodate their consumer needs.
Was there any doubt?
Not in my mind, but our practice of throwing out hundreds of pounds of vegetables each day that don't fit our aesthetic profile has been questioned.
Couldn't you give the food away to a soup kitchen?
No, because once someone at some homeless shelter somewhere got sick on some old broccoli or something and sued for a lot of money.
Isn't that an apocryphal story?
No.
Okay, let's talk to a random person from the crowd. Hello.
Namaste.
Oh, are you a yogi?
Sort of. I grew up going to the Church of Free Holiness behind the tire shop on Beulah, but I'm totally different now.
Why are you here?
I think tofurkies rule, and I love that Mark Dreyer's setting tofurkies free. I plan to take one home and raise it as a companion animal.
Here comes one now. Mr. Yogi has been knocked unconscious. The streets are lined with destroyed Hummers and SUVs. It seems Ms. Blair has freed the Tofurkies by dropping them from a helicopter. The silence is deafening. One could even call it peaceful. Eerily peaceful.
I swear I thought Tofurkies could fly.
Three Thanksgiving Flash Dramas was written by Robert McMinn and was performed and produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with the help of a grant from the Green Institute and support from Boise Community Radio. For more information, visit us at sagebrushvariety.org.